in the heart. When we receive His word, we receive His life. The God kind of life. You don't have to be afraid of what the enemy is up to. And yes, he is up to something. Yes, he is up to something. He has a plot against the people of God. He always did. But his plot is failure. As we walk in the wisdom of God, the knowledge of God, the love of God, we defeat him every time. We need to do all this in God's heart. Every Christian needs to start following God. And the enemy will be suppressed. The very people that he utilizes will be put at bay. He won't be able to get, see, if the more sins people commit, then he'll go and accuse the people that sin, especially when their sin bank gets full. When the scales tip full, when their sin gets full, things start happening. Whether it's a person, a community, a city, a county, a state, even nations. And the judgment has to happen. Tornadoes don't just form at random. People have to sin first and not repent. They have to sin and sin and sin and sin. And Satan tempts people to sin. They sin. And when a lot of damage is done, then a storm comes. An earthquake. A disaster. This is not God's judgment. These attacks come from the enemy. When God gets ready to do it, he warns through prophets. He warns us of things to come. He gave Henry Grover 3 Russian invasion visions. He gave Abrams the same vision. And others. So that we could be warned. You know, prophecy is given ahead of time so you'll know what's coming. So people can repent. Just like Nineveh did. Now, God gave Henry Grover these Russian visions in 1986. There's plenty of time to get to do something about the problem. And so far, they've been put on hold. But now it's at the door again. Did people repent? Not enough. Those who heard Henry Grover, a portion of the people that heard him praying, and our prayers avail much. In the days of our Acts, there was a prophet that said a great drought was going to come. This gave the people of God the heads up, and they could store water in cisterns and pots. And they could prepare because they were warned. They could reorganize what they were doing every day so that when the drought came, they'll be ready for it, and the world that was trying to destroy them would become much weaker. And they would lose their crops, their lands, their cattle, but the people of God would have theirs. And it could show the world that God is with us. And also, through the people of God, people would be sustained. They would warn others that were here and get saved and do the same things they were doing, so that when the drought come, they'd be ready for it. But the hard-hearted people always won't listen. And they always have problems because they refuse to listen to the Lord. when a man of God speaks, a prophet, God doesn't come around with banners waving, sign, this is my son, listen to him. But because he's anointed, you can tell the words of the Lord if you have ears to hear. You're not going to get an entourage of angels showing you, hey, listen to him. That probably won't happen. But when God give a person a word, you can tell because it came from the Father. They're speaking by the Holy Spirit. And when you listen, when you listen to the Lord privately, and you hear his voice in somebody else, you know it. It's detectable. But hard-hearted people, hard-headed people won't listen. Everybody's looking at something. What are we looking to? What do we see? How are we judging? Whatever you look to in a crisis, that's what you'll look to first. If it's an education, your pride looks within. You try to figure stuff out all the time. Some things are beyond us. Some things are beyond you. Some things are beyond me. But if I'm always looking to the Lord in a crisis, my first reflex and my first response is going to be to ask the Lord, what do I do? I'm going to look to him. When I want to prosper, I'm going to look to him. When I'm going to make a huge decision, I look to him. But fear looks to man. What do you think? What do you think I should do? Men are in the same boat you're in. They got opinions too. Being made in the image of God, sometimes people's advice works, but you're going to have to one day learn to listen to the Lord. And the word said, acknowledge the Lord in all your ways. Lean not to your own understanding. Don't let your understanding already be the heavy weight. Look to God, even when you know what to do. When the Lord taught me, he answered my question. I had problems in my business, my first business, and I said, Lord, why do I keep having the same problem? He gave me wisdom. And I could tell this is going to work. But I said, well, Lord, you knew I needed to know this a long time ago. Why didn't you tell me then? I could have made so much more money and I could have had so much less problems. He said, when a man leans to his own ways, he cannot learn the ways of the Father. He said it again. He said, when a man leans to his own ways, he can't learn my ways. Then I wonder, what else am I missing out on? That's when I made that vow that I would obey him. I finally got it. Finally got to a point where I can trust the Lord. As I began to obey the Lord and follow him, I saw things in a greater way. It got better and better. And even when I knew what to do, I'd ask the Lord. Sometimes he'd say what I had on my mind. Most of the time I saw it from another angle, and he gave me more information to work with. Now, I had discussions about things that were very important to me. Some people will say, well, how do you get to talk to the Lord that way? James said, draw near to the Lord and he will draw near to you. Now, he used the old English terms, draw nigh to the Lord and he'll draw nigh to you. Nigh means near. That's an old English word we don't use anymore. Nigh. Nigh means near. Thee means you. You know, thou means you. As you read the Word of God. It's just like playing on the playground with other children. People use words, and you can detect how they mean them. You know, language, accents are formed on the playground when children are talking to each other. And language, it transforms among youths. You know, in the 80s, people would say that's rad. You know, that means radical, short for radical. You know, that means that's outstanding. So people use words according to how they, you know, they the meaning of words transform among how people, you know, how people use them. Now, the word radical didn't, you know, that had a total different meaning in the beginning when they, but it language changes the way people use it. So the Word of God helps us. You'll see how God is using language and how men are using language, and you kind of catch on. I kind of got used to old English, and on the radio, I love to teach from the King James Bible because it's more accurate. They didn't take out the blood scriptures. There's a lot of things that's right about the King James Version. It's still an interpretation, but it's something that we can use. And with the Holy Spirit, He can give us definitions to the words that He was trying, to the meaning of the words He was trying to help us understand. And we'll get the message. I even asked the Lord about how He interprets words, His definition. On this website, on the Living Letters page, there's a list of some definitions He gave me. But drawing near to the Lord, just study the word, receive it. That's God talking to you. Ask Him questions. He's your Father. He's not a stranger. You're not a wilderness, wandering, hard-hearted person. You're trying to get to know Him, and He understands that. So ask Him all. Love Him and ask Him questions. Fear Him. Know that He is in charge. Put Him in charge of your life. Be humble to the Lord. And ask Him for help. Everything you struggle with, ask, acknowledge Him. And don't lean to your own understanding. Know that you can trust Him. And eventually you'll have discussions of your own. Remember, drawing near to the Lord is from the heart. You love God, He loves you. If you can keep that love going, you know, out of all the things the Lord warned us of, He warned people not to let go of their love. Stay in the love of God. Stay in I like to make things easy and simple. You follow the King of Kings, right? He loves you. He was the Word of God. He became a man. And He became a man, and he taught the people. When I wanted to get started, I said, what did He say when He became a man? He taught the Sermon on the Mount and the Sermon on the Plain. Study Jesus. Go study Him for yourself. That's a good place to start. Now, you're in the dispensation of the church age. Age of grace and tribulation, the church. Now, as long as you're on the planet, you came about in the church. In the church age. What Jesus said to the seven churches apply to you. Start there. Keep the love of God and draw near to the Lord. You'll find out He has so many things to say. I'm out of time again. But the Lord is not here. Continue to mightily move in and throughout your life. Till next time, remember, I love you. God truly loves you, and Jesus Christ is our Lord.